debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Let's do it. Oh, that's not you. That's you. All right, let's start this show. Welcome to Blummel Off the Rails with Anna and Blitz. Partners on and off the air. My spouse. Gross. Hate that term. Partner. Boyfriend. He's gone. I don't even know who the fuck he is. Just left me.
So I'm out this bitch.
813-90-BUBBA if you want to call in. I don't know if I'm going to take calls. I might get on a roll. Might get on a rant. Wouldn't want some loser from Canada calling in.
He's not from Canada. Well, he's not in Canada.
Well, wherever that guy was from yesterday, that just fucking, you know, put a brakes on the show. Fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to discuss, lots to talk about. Excited for the weekend because I don't really have any definitive plans, which means anything is possible. I think that's why, I've said this before, why I think that Friday is the best day of the week because, you know, in your mind, you have this, you aggrandize the weekend. You're like, so many things, I'm going to sleep. You're going to have like the best week. I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to get exercise. I'm going to get some sun. I'm going to get all this stuff. And then like oftentimes you do absolutely fucking nothing. You feel horrible about yourself. But every week you seem to forget that. And you're just like, nope, this weekend's going to be different. Going to get a lot done. It's going to be fun. You're planning on going to sun and fun.
Sun and fun.
I don't really have any plans after Friday afternoon, which is kind of how I like it. That is not an invitation for people to invite me to things. I'm good. Thank you so much.
Well, why don't you go to Sun and Fun?
I have to other things that I have to do.
Oh, you have to do.
Yeah, I must do. I have to go to the gym. I have to do that because I haven't been in a long time.
There's like a few things there, like big tires and stuff you can just pick up. Just pretend like you're in CrossFit.
I hate CrossFit. So thank you for bringing that up. I absolutely hate CrossFit, but I do have to go to this gym. I have, I've canceled my membership. So I got about 25 days left with LA Fitness near where I live, Yes, La Fitness. That's what I thought it was called when I was a 13-year-old idiot and one opened by my house. And I went, ooh, La Fitness.
Yeah, when you were a...
A what?
Renaissance.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, still am. Still am, by the way. So I feel like I really need to, quote, get my money's worth, even though I never fucking go to the gym anymore because, A, I'm either outside doing going on bike rides, which I've been very much enjoying. We've been doing a lot recently. There's just something about, like, you're exercising, but it's kind of chill. You might hit a baby hill every now and again over a little bridge, and you're like, oh, fuck this. But you actually have to exert energy for 4 seconds.
And you're actually going somewhere.
Yeah, you got the breeze in your hair.
But I mean, like, distance-wise, like, you're covering a distance. Like, you know, running and stuff, you still kind of do, but not like a bike.
Running is so much harder than biking. And by biking, I don't mean like one ball Lance Armstrong Tour de France biking. I mean like casual. I have a beach cruiser. You have a legitimate bike. Bless you. But
it's a mountain bike.
Yeah, it's a mountain bike. But there ain't no mountains in Florida. So it's just pretty chill. And like you said, it's the scenery. It's the fact that you can cover 20 miles in like less than 2 hours. Like that's cool. And you're not, and you're outside. You're getting some exercise, but you're not really pushing too hard. So I like that sort of shit. With running, you could have the most beautiful fucking scenery and just be absolutely miserable, which is how I spend.
Because
you're running, because it's hard and it's hot, and you really can't enjoy it. And that's been a thought many times when I've been running. Is like, wow, this is, I'm in such a beautiful place and I'm so angry right now because my leg hurts and da da da. But anyways, we like the bike riding, so we might be doing that. But I gotta hit the gym. It was a sad, sad day breaking up with the gym that I've been at for 7 years. 7 years I've been with this fucking gym. So, you know, it's really the end of an era. I've been very bittersweet about...
What's bittersweet?
Yes, Kevin. He loves that song. Big Head Todd?
Yes.
Big Head Todd, yes. Yeah, I remember it. It's been very bittersweet spending these last few weeks at my apartment because I've been at this apartment and apartment complex, let's just say, for all but in 7 years, all but about 4 months. So I've spent my entire Floridian existence has been at this place, and I just keep thinking, like, man, this one day is going to be the last day I take a shower in the shower. I've taken presumably thousands of showers, hundreds, let's say hundreds, maybe thousands. I'm a very clean person. Mm-hmm. You know, all the nights I slept in my room and all the times I had COVID on that couch and all that. You just start going through the laundry list of experiences and all the time that we had COVID and we were locked in this fucking place for months on end, and that's where this happened and whatever, that's where the cat puked and almost died, like all these sorts of things are just kind of running through my mind constantly when I'm at my apartment, when I'm
running
even
through my head, running through my head,
yeah, when I'm even there, because I barely it's weird when you can be at a place for so many years and then you're not there for a few weeks or months, like you're there pretty periodically. And it just seems so foreign to me to go to my actual home because I'm always at your house doing stuff.
Brian,
you know,
from Philly, $10.
Thank you, Brian from Philly. Very,
Super
very
chat.
Much. I can't stop watching the Bubba 199 video. There's remnants of it, not that you guys can see, but that I've been given. And you just did a really good job. You did a really good job.
Looking into a mirror or something? Or?
No. I mean, like, you know, maybe I have some backlogged videos that I'm able
to
watch.
When you're saying you did a very good job, is that you looking into a mirror saying
no,
that?
I'm actually looking at you, motherfucker.
Oh.
It was really, really good job. And it was funny because, like, when I was up there being the awesome DJ Hum Sauce that I was, I could not hear anything that anybody was saying because I was so locked in on the music.
Yeah, so I gave you a copy to watch because you hadn't seen it. You were unable to watch it.
I was unable to watch it. I was unable to see it from a bird's eye view about what the audience could see from Rumble. And it just looked so fucking good. And it was cool to hear, you know, people putting me over, people putting you over, all the monies that were donated.
I haven't asked you this yet, but I would like to know, what did you think about the audio quality?
Great.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the production value of the lights and the audio and everything, it was just all, it just came together. There was no feedback, which apparently was, you know, possibly a concern. So
definitely.
Yeah, great job. 813-90-BUBBA if you'd like to call in and contribute to the conversation. I not that I've promised someone, but we are going to Sunset Music Festival soon.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention that we're going because, listen, I'll just break it down right now. I like getting free stuff, okay? I like getting free stuff sometimes. And when you're part of the media, you can reach out to people and say, hey, how about you give me a free pass to your event and I
like
cover it for you? Like Sun and Fun, perhaps, or like Sunset Music Festival. And to be honest with you folks, the best part isn't the event. The best part for me is the hunt to see if I can get something for free. That is my favorite game in the world. I will like hunt people down for events that I don't even want to go to. I just want to see if I can do it. I want to see if I can bother enough people, because people don't understand that, you know, when the show ends, I got a few hours where I'm just up to no good. So I'm reaching out to people, calling people, bothering people. People think I'm so persistent. I'm just real. I just like to see if I can get my way. And I think that you're kind of that way too. Maybe not when it comes to free stuff, but
I mean, if it's something I'm interested, for sure.
But we like to see how far we can go. That's kind of a game that we have. How far can I take this without getting in trouble?
Without my car towed.
Yes, that's a great example, and the one that I was referring to. You know, how far can I get without someone telling me no? That is a great game to play. And, you know, I never used to be that way. But, you know, I feel like as I've gotten older, and I think partially because of my dad, he's just like, fucking ask. What do you got to lose? What are you going to tell you? No, who cares?
Right.
You know, so that's what I've been doing a lot. And that's what we do when we were in, where the fuck were we? Charleston. We're trying to get into the slave quarters, wherever we went, some, what is it called? A manor, you know, those manors where the rich white people live and the slave quarters, and you got to pay to see this horrible thing. And we just act dumb. We're just like, oh, where are we going?
What about the Catazon or whatever that was? Wasn't that?
Catazon?
Yeah, down in Venice.
Venice?
The Ringling deal.
Oh, that was in Sarasota.
Sarasota, whatever.
Oh, yeah. God, that was a great day. Dude, this motherfucker. Let me tell you something about Blitz. Like, he's got a lot. You got a lot of talents, but I think the thing that, one of the things that's most impressive about you, and to be honest, it's rubbing off on me, and that's a good thing, is that you have your head on a motherfucking swivel at all times.
Mm-hmm.
At all times. And the fact that you don't really do any, you know, substances, you don't really take pills during the day unless it's a leave, you don't really drink. So when people are acting a fool and most people are not paying attention, you are always listening, looking. I mean, this motherfucker, kind of like how I'm a Jew and I can see like a quarter of a mile away. You'll see like a pass or like some exhibitor's thing that fell off. He picks it up. He's like, now I'm an exhibitor. I'm like, the fuck is he seeing this shit? It's like behind a tree, under some like dirt, sees it poking out, pulls it out. This is our pass now.
Yep.
Like, whoa. So Ringling, this must have been, we went in February of last year. And I'd heard a lot about this museum and the Ringling. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably something stupid. It's fucking super cool.
It actually is really cool.
It was super cool. So it's like this, for those that many of you probably know, because you're somewhat local, but it's a it's like an estate, and then on the estate there's all these art galleries and museums and historical stuff and a graveyard and a rose court and all this sort of shit. But it's like, it's beautiful property, like right on the water. It's stunning. And the actual what'd you call it? A palace, a castle, whatever.
The
big house is like made out of like marble from all over the world. Like it's very,
I think the house was
eclectic.
Like the least impressive part of all of it to me.
Well, the most impressive part is that we got in for free, and no, it wasn't Tuesday, which is free day. It was Saturday, but you had a plan. You were a man with a plan. And you're like, this is how we're getting in and this is how we're staying in. And we're walking around and Blitz is like, oh, there's a, a wedding going on. I'm like, who cares? So then someone comes up to us and he's like, oh, we're with Mark and Sarah getting married. We're with the party.
I saw there was a wedding, so I went and looked at the sign that said who was getting married. I was like, all right, I'll remember that just in case I need to use it.
He's like, we're here for the Purcell's wedding. And I was like, what the? And obviously, I'm not going to be like, no, we're not. But I'm just like, how the fuck did you see that?
And what'd they say?
I said, oh, okay, sorry. I'm like,
because when you pay to go in there, you get an armband.
And we didn't have
one. We didn't have any kind of armband.
Right, right. So I was kind of hands in pockets Willy as we're walking around. But every once in a while, you get a like security guard who gives a fuck, who's doing their job. It's like, dude, fuck off. Mm-hmm. But and he's like, yeah, we're with the wedding party over there. And he like remembered the name. And they're like, oh, okay, sorry. And I'm like, this guy's an idiot. I'm like, I'm wearing running shorts. I'm like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So, and then we're walking around and we see this big stage being constructed. And I Blitz takes note and I'm just like, doo, 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 doo. Looking at some fucking tea house or some shit with bamboo. And you're like noticing, oh, okay, they're putting this together. So we get stopped by this other Karen-looking woman, old lady, who's just like, "Give me an armband." And he's like, "We're constructing the stage. We're part of the crew." And she's like, "Okay." And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Like, you should probably be out there. I'm like, "Yeah, we'll go out there in a minute."
Yeah, we're checking it out. So I was just very impressed. So we spent 2 hours there for free.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to do anything illegal, but like, I don't want to pay either.
Yeah,
I mean, We're not taking money from them. We're not hurting anything. I'm not messing with anything. I'm not breaking anything. Like, and if they really said something, I would either leave or pay. Like, big deal.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do anything crazy, but.
Right, right.
See if we can't pay, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It costs them nothing for us not to pay.
Exactly. So, that was a great day, mostly because it was free. Like, I don't even enjoy having, like, quote, fun when it's, like, on my dime. That's the whole point of having fun is that it's not on my dime. So anyways, I was contacted by one of the organizers of Sunset Music Festival, one of the media guys. And well, I reached out to him to try to, you know, get free tickets. So we're going to go to that. And he asked me, like, have you guys been talking about it? I'm like, yeah, periodically. Obviously, I, you know, beefed it up.
It's funny. But, he just emailed again a second ago.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Great to hear. Thanks for including this recent announcement on the air. Okay, we got some new people. It's like Zing Zang Zoong and Papa Smurf or whatever the new DJs. So yeah, that's so funny. He could feel my energy that I was talking about it. So yeah, we're going to that. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a good time. I went. Sunset Music Festival. So if you are local and you're into that sort of shit, which many of you may be, may not be, I don't know if this is really the crowd that I'm preaching it to, but we'll get some good footage. I don't think you've ever been to like an EDM show before, maybe?
No.
Yeah, it's an interesting crowd. I was thinking about like how long I want to be there. Maybe if I take some party favors, I'll want to stay a little bit longer. But it is, and you'll like this. It's usually a pretty young crowd. It's usually a pretty young crowd, and it's also a very free love crowd. But the thing about
showers,
they do take showers. Sometimes you see some like. Really, some dime pieces wearing pasties and a thong, which is cool. But then also you see some pennies wearing pasties and a thong. And what's cool is that nobody really cares. Like, it's part of the culture to be open about things and to just be, like, loving it. And what I like about these concerts is people are not – there's never a fight that breaks out. Because you can't fight when you're on Molly. You're too happy. You can't. And which is so nice compared to, you know, maybe a Metallica concert or something where there's going to be a lot of drinking involved. And there will be drinking, but there will mostly be drug doing. And the drugs that will be consumed are the ones that make you happy and loving and peaceful. So that's what I love about these sorts of concerts is the fact that it's so chill. Like, people are, like, jumping up and down, having a good time, but no one is going to start shit with you. I've never seen a fight break out, and I've been to tons of these things. So, if you are local and you want to check out Sunset Music Festival, I believe it is May 27th, May 28th. It is Memorial Day weekend, so make sure that you check that out. Jack Harris.
Cracker Jack?
Yeah, Cracker Jack Harris. He was fired, I believe it was yesterday. I'm trying to work on possibly getting him to come on the show to you know, air some grievances. I don't know if I'll be able to,
cool.
to swing it, but I've been working on that to see if that can happen. And, you know, I was talking to Will about it, you know, my counterpart who's still at Cox Media Group. And he's like, yeah, it sucks that they didn't allow him to go on the air to say goodbye. And I'm like, that's probably the worst idea from a management standpoint, to let someone you've just fired who worked for you for 50 years go on air and start letting loose.
But they kind of did.
What do you mean?
They fired him from the morning show, which he was part of for like 800 years.
Right.
And they're like, we'll give you this little time slot for now and see how it goes. Yeah. That was kind of like their hint, nudge, nudge. Like, hey, make this your farewell tour.
Yeah. And he didn't get the hint, I think.
I don't think he did either. Or he just hoped it would never go away. But
he's in his 80s, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Because when I used to have like, and I'm not trying to flex, but it is true that I used to have like a little TV gig that I was fired from because fucking epilepsy.
Oh, that's right. You did with him.
Yeah, and a few times I met him, and like, you know, he's I don't want to say he was like slipping, because I have nothing to compare it to, because I didn't.
He's like, 81.
Listen, yeah, so he's older guy, but you know, he would his age would be apparent, not just in appearance, but
yes,
when they were asking us like hard hitting questions, he would come back with some like, you know, not what's the word I'm looking for, just like some cookie cutter old guy answer. You know,
yeah,
like,
for
why
sure.
Why can't we just all be nice? I don't understand. You're like, shut up, Jack. Yeah. But no, but he was super cool. Super nice guy. Loved working with him. But, yeah, I mean, you'd think after 50 years of doing the morning show, and then they're like, hey, you're going to, what was it, 5 to 7 a.m.? Like, it was a weird kind of.
Yeah, so he used to be part of AM Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And that was like a staple of AM morning radio in Tampa for a long time. And like years ago, it was like rated number one basically for a long time. It hasn't been for a while, but they tried other hosts and all that, and then finally they kind of broke that up a couple years ago and put Jack on for an hour or two in the morning. And then
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The other guy did his own deal, and they didn't. They stopped using the AM Tampa Bay name.
Yeah, and that's the other. Is that the Ryan Gorman guy?
Yeah.
Is he like their main dude?
I
not a big fan.
I know. Hold on. I know the show and the name. I've never listened to it.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I don't know who he is or anything.
I don't know if I've told this before, and like no hate, and like he seemed like a nice person. I don't think it was intentional, but I remember the first time that I worked with him on the daytime. What did they call it? I forget. I don't even remember. Roundtable. That's what it was. Mm. And the first time I worked with him, I'm like, "Hi, I'm on. All right. We're getting ready. You know, we're like in front of the green room." And they're like, "All right, guys, come on in." They mic us up. And, dude, I fucking loved that gig. It was just a short four-month thing, and I would do it maybe 2 to 3 times a month. It was for free, but I just fucking, like, it was so cool that I was, like, on TV. Even if it was just for, like, 5 minutes with, you know, 5 other people on the stage. It was still, like, cool and new, and I loved when I would, like, get on the screen and be like, "Anna," from, like, 102.5 The Bone. I'd be like, "Yeah, I fucking made it."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, you know, abruptly... like, oh, from that after the epilepsy thing. But anyways, back to Ryan Gorman. So I remember meeting him, and I could just tell he had this nervous sort of like game day energy, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit. I'm like, this motherfucker is about to, you know, try to make himself the star of the show, and I was right. So I remember that they present you a question, and you're prepped with the questions. You know what they're going to ask. So you can kind of think about it beforehand. And I started talking, like I was talking, saying my shit, you know, like presenting it. And sometimes you can't just like blurt out a one word answer, yes or no. You got to kind of build up your case and then explain. And I just remember I didn't even fucking take a breath. And this motherfucker from like stage left just like blah, 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 and just starts like talking over me. And I remember staring at him. And I remember doing what they said not to do, but I just looked right into the camera. Like, you're supposed to look at the people that are talking.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking, like, right into the camera. If you're familiar with, like, Jim from The Office, when he would just, like, break the fourth wall and just be like, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? So I did that, hoping that, you know, at least maybe I would make a connection with an audience member that's like, oh, this bitch is not happy. But I'm like, all right, you know, he's excited, whatever. You know, he jumped out of the blocks too soon. So then they hit us with the second question. Same shit happens. Like, I'm in the middle of something, and he, like, just, like, interjects. And I'm just, like, looking at him, and I remember going, like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I'm not going to just have a yelling match.
Right.
So it got so bad. Like, I don't even think I was able to answer a full question. And he ended up messaging me later that day on, like, email or something. And he's like, "I just wanted to apologize. I was just contacted by the executive producer, and she told me to shut the fuck up and that I should apologize to you."
Oh.
And I'm like, excellent. Yeah, you're a little bit jumpy off the gate. It'd be nice if you'd let someone finish their sentence. So, you know, and it was better after that. But still, I'm a grudge holder. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
813-90 Bubba. But hopefully we can get Jack on the air. I don't know. Does Jack have a relationship with Bubba?
I mean, they worked in the same building for a long time, but I don't think they have any heat.
Okay. Yeah, that
I think
was my
they
question.
Have, like, I think they respect each other. I mean, I know Bubba respects Jack, and I think it's the same way around, but I don't think they have heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. 813-90 Bubba. I'm getting a lot of messages from my pops. Because he is in Israel right now.
Eating falafel, I heard.
Eating falafel, and
I might have some this weekend.
He sent me a picture of like a falafel with like an egg roll in it.
Oh, I heard you say something on the air. You're like, an egg roll?
Yeah, it was just like this. I mean, I can show
it
to you.
I heard you say this during hot mic. You're like, is this an egg roll?
Yeah, I was like really confused because my dad, he's a pretty eccentric guy, and he just like and he's a vegan, so he's even fucking weirder. And he's my dad, so you can only imagine. You know, this is the man who, right? No accent though. It's just like a falafel with an egg roll in it. Like, what's going on here, Dad? Is that not an egg roll?
So, it looks like it.
Yeah, so I asked him, like, did you just put a fucking egg roll in your thing? And he's like, kind of potato thing looks like a dick, my dad said.
Kind of potato thing
looks like a dick.
Okay.
Like, it sure does, Dad. It's a very phallic object that you've put into
your
pita.
Did you send him a picture of Bradley Cooper from Sex Life or whatever?
Bradley Cooper, yeah. Oh, my God. Is it true that I think, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'd like to hear from some people. Maybe Dark Match Steve can speak to this, or maybe even you. But it seems
true.
Like men are more obsessed with penis size than women are.
Yes, and I think guys think women care more about that than they do.
Yeah. Here's the thing, like I think this is one of the few times when like the more average like you are, the like that the better, like the closer to average, because you got to think about like the average woman and their, let's just say, capacity to handle shit, and especially if you, and again, I don't know in terms of like ratio is like vagina size to body size, like maybe that kid's mom who is 6'2", you know, maybe she's got more space to work with than like a tiny Asian, you know, 4'10" woman. I'm assuming so. Like the bigger the body, the bigger the vaginal cavity.
I don't know. I've seen some videos online of some.
Takes more strength. They have to gauge it like the ear.
Oh, they're gauging it, all right.
Yeah, yeah. So perhaps it works more that way. But you got to think that most women are obviously average size and can accommodate average size. You know, I feel like this sort of stuff sort of matches. So, like, at least what I've heard, not only just from friends, but mostly from like internet shows I listen to, and they talk about, like, I've been listening to No Jumper a lot because now I'm like, oh, I didn't realize you're a porn star and you talk about the people you fuck on your show. That's kind of an interesting concept. And so they talk about, you know, sexual stuff all the time. And it seems like most people just, if it's too small, you know, like really small, that's a problem. And if it's too big, like that's almost like a worse problem. Like I don't know a lot of women who are like, oh my God, it was so big, it was like hurting me so bad, I fucking loved it. It's like, that's not good either. But it seems like men are more focused on other men's cock size.
Well, there's a guy in chat, I can name his name, we'll just say his name is maybe like Kizavi or Tizakos.
Okay.
He says, no, it's just Bubba and Dr. Dan.
Oh, okay. It's just Bubba and Dr. Dan. Yeah, perhaps. And maybe it's... men are threatened by another man with a big penis. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the deal is there. The obsession with it. I remember learning something in college when I was doing all my evolutionary psychology, like sexual mating stuff, where they had a picture of a baseball player, and they somehow were able to track the focus of these participants, like where their eyes went first.
Yeah,
and the women's eyes went to like his shoulders because he had a really like broad shoulders, big back, and like he was like in a twisted swinging position.
Sure, okay.
So the women were like more focused on the shoulder size, like breadth of his chest cavity. And apparently the men immediately went to the groin. Like that's where they were looking to try to like size them up. Yeah, size them up there.
They probably had a cup on.
Yeah, and women were like looking at, oh, let me look at like the rest of his body, and men were just like zeroed in on the, you know. And I wonder if that's just a cultural thing. I feel like cross culturally, and I don't actually know, but I would assume it's probably the case where the bigger the better in terms of, like, are there any cultures that celebrate like a smaller dick? Probably not.
I mean, I could make a joke about one or two, but no.
I mean, I'm not saying that. Sometimes when they're all small and you get one that's average size, it's like, wow, King Kong. But
right.
I don't think it's the case. I think because there's such a tie-in with that piece of equipment and masculinity, yes, that it's like the more of that, the more masculine you are. So I don't know if that's the case or what's going on there. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. I'm sorry to bother you again today. It's Track Me.
What's up, Track Me?
That's right. You'll make it quick.
Yes, I will. I was curious because, like, on YouTube, watching the old videos and watching the new ones, like, I believe I can see the difference in Bubba, like, on the Ozempic already just from, like, the videos. Do you guys feel like you can see a difference already or not really?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think, and remember how when you got a lot thinner Blitz, you said your dong looked bigger? You think the merch trick's going to be able to tell a difference in old Bubba's dong?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure she tells him all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's dumb, but y'all have fun. And the girls in dong sizes, I was with a girl that was like 4'8" one time, and she was just as blowed out as a girl that was 5'5".
Okay, great.
Y'all have a good
4'8"? Thanks, Track Meet. Is that a clinical 4'8" or no?
I'm not saying.
All right, we'll just leave it at that, I suppose.
I think 4'8" as a measurement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can roll with measurement. That works. That works for me. So, anyways, back to my dad. I don't know how we got from my dad. Oh, the egg roll deal. So yeah, my dad is gallivanting around in Israel, showing me all the different foods, pretending like the whole country isn't on fucking fire. But he seems to be having a great time. So, Dad, and he's getting some content.
Cool.
Yeah, me and my dad had a content talk, and I didn't even bring it up. He's like, all right, do you want me to do X? Do you want me to do Y? Like, what do you want me to do? I'll bring it home. Do you want me to send you anything? And I'm like, please, no more falafel mix. We have quite enough.
Yeah, I've got, and I'm going to make a lot of falafels.
Oh, great. Hello, who's this?
Lots and lots.
Star Trek guy.
Did you say Star Trek guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. What's up?
You guys are talking about guys checking out other guys' junk.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty well sized, but I also come across that problem every once in a while. And what I blame it on is porn nowadays. Mm. Like any porn you watch, it's huge. So no matter how big you are, you're going to feel small.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The porn is good in also ruining everyone's lives, apparently. So.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun. You can watch like average. Just you got to change your searches up. I'm sure if you look up like average dick porn, something will come up for you.
Well, no, you got to look up. Guys. You got to look up small dick porn if you want the little 7 inches.
The little 7 inches.
Well, yeah. I mean, according to porn. Yeah.
Yeah. Just switch up the search, man. You'll find something.
All right. I'll look it up.
All right. Thanks, thank you.
Bye.
Probably looks up Star Trek porn.
It's actually funny he brought that up because I was listening to, I don't know if it, I think it was something with Rollo Tomasi actually, and he was talking to a bunch of OnlyFans chicks, and which I was kind of surprised because they are, the red pill guys will, they love bringing girls who are promiscuous or who have, or are in porn or do mm-hmm. OnlyFans, and then they love trashing them. And I'm like, do these women not watch the shows before they go on them? So they like corral them up and then they ask them these questions and they just make them feel like shit, which is not nice, but also very entertaining and fun to watch, at least for me. And they were talking to these OnlyFans chicks and they said something interesting that, I mean, I guess if you were to press me on it, I would understand, but I didn't really think, but they were told, I guess, by not a producer, but I guess people who were managing their OnlyFans, or I don't even know who they were getting this advice from, but they said that stop wearing makeup, stop taking a bunch of like 10 takes of the same photo, just take you right out of bed, no makeup. That is what guys want to see.
Yes.
Because they were talking about like who is subscribing to OnlyFans. And what these people want to see. And, you know, initially the girls started doing like amateur, fresh out of bed, like look like a girlfriend type deal.
Yes.
And so when they started getting a lot of followers and hits, they would try to like up the production value. And they noticed that their subscriptions and the money they were getting was going down.
Mm-hmm.
When it was too well produced, like the camera, the lighting was too good, people didn't want to see it. When the girls had too much makeup on, they didn't want to see it. They were told, listen, it needs to, like, you need to film it with like a dirty camera lens.
Sure.
fucking straight out of bed. People want to see your stretch marks. People want to see all your imperfections, your even like some wrinkles or whatever, like maybe a little bags under your eyes. The guys that are paying for this want to see natural, normal shit. And apparently the reason is because it's realistic.
Right. It's funny because like there's a couple guys I watch on YouTube that do like airplane stuff or car, whatever. And I've watched some of them for a long time and they're getting famous, quote unquote, and getting a lot of subs and all that. And a couple of them I've like see that they've like upped their production value and have gotten like better at editing and like, but now it's like they're trying too hard.
Mm.
Whereas before, the dude had a camera. He was holding a selfie stick. He walked around and showed different things and did different things. Like, hey, this is cool. Like a regular dude doing stuff. And it's turned into one of them. Like, I almost don't watch his videos anymore because it's now like he has a guy that comes with him to like be a cameraman. And then he like tries to do transitions and different. And it's like, I don't want to see all that. Like, it's cheesy. Mm. Like, stop. Like, just do what you did. Grab your GoPro, grab your phone, record it and show people what you're doing for a half hour to an hour or whatever. And then be done. Like.
Right.
But they, you know, they're like, well, if I'm doing this and making more money, they'll try to make it better.
Mm.
But the problem is there's that transition period of going from like kind of doing it to like really spending a lot of money on it. It's like the middle ground where I think it just looks cheesy.
Okay. But so you would either prefer to be like,
yeah,
completely like homegrown,
absolutely,
like a guy with a camera. Or really well produced, but anything in the middle is not.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. I'm like, there's things you can do. Like, look, go buy the better GoPro or buy a better camera so it's clearer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, don't do all the fancy, you know,
transitions.
Yeah, like don't do all that
shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Because here's the thing about OnlyFans that really intrigues me because. And I'm not shaming, and we have an OnlyFans, and I get why people watch, like some people have OnlyFans that are celebrities, and I kind of get that because if you're a fan of their work and you either want to see a celebrity naked or B, kind of want to behind the scenes look into their lives that they're not sharing with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand that. But when it's just a regular average Joe gal, average Jane gal, I'm like, who is that? I'm like, there's free porn all over the internet. Why would you do it? Obviously, you're getting a more of an interaction with these people because you send them messages, they respond to you.
And I get why the chicks would do it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. But I didn't understand like what these guys are doing and why they're doing what they're doing. And of course, it's because they can interact with these people. But as soon as you start, as the woman, start like, quote, overproducing yourself or wearing too much makeup, then the guys feel like, This isn't realistic, and so they stop sending the messages because they were in real life. They're like, I would never message a girl like that who looked like that. I want someone who looks kind of, you know, where you can kind of see their flaws, or you can kind of see, they look like a normal human being. They don't look like an AI perfect bot.
As they always say, they're relatable.
Yes. Relatable. I like being relatable. I think I'm pretty relatable in a lot of ways. I try to the more I get into radio, the deeper it goes, the less I feel like I need to hide because I'm like, fuck, everybody's a weirdo. Like there's no like normal. There's like a big range, but people like it when you kind of share your idiosyncrasies, but also if you're like somewhat competent as well. Like, because people, if you're like fucking crazy and you know, you're like the next school shooter, people are like, whoa, that's your weirdo. Yeah. But if you're showing like, hey, I'm kind of a weirdo, but I'm kind of competent and I'm a functional adult, like people appreciate that, I think.
Two things. One, Bright Farm John Island, $19.99.
Woo!
Thank you. But getting back to the porn thing, like porn in like the 70s, early 80s, maybe, it was all like produced storyline. They had that typical porno music behind it and all that. And it's like,
is that because they thought that's what people wanted to see?
Probably.
Okay.
And plus they could be like, hey, we're making a production out of it. And like back then you did need to hire like a camera guy with a crew because, you know, there wasn't, you know, a cell phone that could take a video.
Is it more like it's art kind
of
thing?
Like- yes. But like they've gotten away. Like now, I mean, maybe they still do. I don't know. But, like, none of the porn has that. Like, there's no storyline with, you know,
no.
Like, you might have, like, a girl who goes, oh, hi, stepson. And then like, and then they get to banging. But like, there's no more like, you know, 20-minute setup to watch.
No. Because everyone's just fast-forwarding to get to the good part anyway. Yeah. So now instead of an hour-and-a-half movie with the, you know, 20 minutes of play, you just get the 22-minute kicker, and that's all you need. Then you're there.
Yeah, or like what Jim and Chad says, there's no lines other than I'm stuck. Yes, it's the
late. Stuck.
Well, yeah, the lady that's like trying to fix something, and she's like, I'm stuck. I'm holding onto the pipe. And the guy's like, okay, hold on. And then like, shoves it in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's like, I can't move.
It's great, isn't it? I love it. Hello, who's this?
What's up, guys? Florida Stanley.
What's up, Florida Stanley?
Hey, SMF bitches.
Yes. You going to be there?
So, Blitz, are you going too or just Anna?
No, he's coming with me.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah, there you go. So I think Lummy has my, or maybe you have my number, or if not, Anna's got me on Facebook. I'm coming up the day before and staying the day after. So if you guys want to meet up either the day before or while we're there, just hit me up.
I will. Okay. Yeah, that'd be fun. Those kinds of things are, I think, more fun as a group, to be honest.
I've been trying to see Kazo for like fucking years now.
Me too.
And every time they come, because they're, you know, they're Canadian. So if you look at their tours, it's all like northern United States and like southern Canada. Mm-hmm. Canada. And every time they come like anywhere close to here, I've got shit going on. So,
right.
And then I saw them on the phase two lineup. I'm like, oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
So, because I've been trying to see them for years.
I don't know who they are, but I did see their name listed on the lineup. But if you're excited about it, hey, I'm excited about it.
Kazo, Zomboy, LS Dream. There was two more anyway.
Who's like the headliner of the day one?
I don't really go to the main stage too much. I usually stay at base stage.
Okay. All right.
Me too.
So the second thing I was calling for, I don't have any input on the porn thing because, you know, whatever. But I did come across this the other day that I thought you guys might get a kick out of. So, oh, shit, that's my work phone ringing. Give me 1 second.
God damn it.
So somebody made, with all these new AI pictures, somebody made an AI picture, like, collage of if the cast from Harry Potter had, like, a crazy drug-filled fucking house party. And the pictures are amazing.
Pretty good.
If you just, yeah, if you look up, like, Harry Potter house party AI pictures, I'm sure you'll find it. There's, like, 12 of them, and they are hilarious. It's crazy how these, like, AI pictures look so realistic. But if you could just imagine the entire cast of Harry Potter, like, who's the Snape? Snape is, like, DJing the party.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, Harry Potter himself is, like, all strung out on fucking cocaine. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hilarious.
I'll check it out. I saw the ones with the Pope. Where he's all like pimped out.
Yeah, those are good too.
But
yeah, the Harry Potter ones. So far, the Harry Potter house party ones are the best ones that I've seen. I look at all these AI pictures, but the Harry Potter house party one is the best one so far.
I will check it out for sure.
So like I said, I'll be up there the day before SMF and staying the day after. Jesus Christ!
The first guy listed on SMF, AC Slater.
AC Slater.
Let's
go. Somebody's blowing up my work.
All right, Florida Stanley, have a good one. Yeah, I feel dated. I feel like I've been out of the game for too long because, to be honest with you, I recognized like two of those names and there were like 50 names.
I just looked and I was like,
it's honestly
AC Slater. I see that.
We love what was the fucking show?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. I just saw Zach. What's his? I don't even remember his last
Morris.
Name. Yeah, see, I don't know fucking anything anymore. I can't remember anything. My brain's gone. 813-90 Bubba. We're going to be here for just a few more minutes. This is what I want to talk about. So I know that, like, Dan and Bubba were all about the sex life thing. To be honest with you, I mean, like, it's spicy because it's about sex, but, like, it's kind of corny. It's kind of corny, kind of cheese ball. But I have been on a kick lately of suggesting and watching horrible movies. It's one of my new talents.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't even found like on Netflix or anything, right? Like you had to go
whale?
Find it.
The whale, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, I forget what they wanted to charge us for it. So I was like, I'll just go find it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It won a lot of awards and I'd never seen Brendan Fraser look like that before, and I haven't seen him in anything probably since like The Mummy, So I was like, let me check out what all the hype is about. And I also, you know, like, and you guys know this about me. Like, sometimes I find fat people, like really fat people, to be funny. Like, it's a funny.
Yeah, and it was called The Whale, so.
Yeah, it's called The Whale. So I'm like, is this like a parody? Is he making fun of himself? You know, sort of a deal.
Sure.
It was such a total bummer. It was a fucking bummer. I do not recommend watching it unless you just kind of want to be in a sad mood. And the entire film is filmed in the home. Like, there's no other scenery. There's no other backdrop. Everything takes place in, like, the living room, obviously the kitchen, a few shots in the bathroom, and his bedroom, where he just, like, falls on this bed. Anyways, he's, like, just this morbidly obese man who just keeps eating his feelings. And just the trials and tribulations of being a fat. The things that you learn is he's a fat gay dude whose boyfriend jumped off a bridge because his family wouldn't accept him in the church. And he had a daughter with a woman who he then left, and then he's trying to reconcile with before he dies. Like, it's just a real big bummer. And
I just want to make sure I don't fail you.
Yeah, it was bad. It was kind of like cheese ball. And, you know, it's funny because, like, you even said when you're like, oh, that's Brendan Fraser. And then you were getting flashbacks of him.
Yeah, I'm like, as, like, George of the it ruined it. Now that I knew who it was, I'm like, this sucks.
If you put George, and I know that he was wearing a fat suit, but when you put George of the Jungle next to the fat man, and you're like, what
the real Brendan Fraser.
Fuck, yeah. The real Brendan Fraser looks gross as hell right now. He looks bad. I've never seen someone in Hollywood age so poorly. I'm like, he couldn't afford plugs. He couldn't get a tan. Can't do all this sort of shit that would just improve your appearance like 1,000x. I don't know. I don't know. But, and here's the thing of why and you guys know this already, but, like, I feel like fat people are just, it's just one sliver that it seems like you can still fair game. Am I wrong? I know
fat,
what the
fat guys more so.
Yeah, fat guys. Fat women not so much because
right,
they
you're
got
body,
the body
shaming them. If,
the body
yeah,
positivity.
Yeah, you're shaming them if they're
yeah,
if it's a fat girl.
Which is, you know, I was listening. I know this is going to shock a lot of people. I was listening to Rogan yesterday, and he was talking about healthcare. And if I know that there's a lot of complaints about healthcare in this country, and you got to look at it. And he was talking to Peter Attia. If you don't know who that is, I suggest you look him up. He has a lot of insightful things to say. Very smart man. But interesting analysis of, like, we have the best care in the world here, right? So, like, the quality of U.S. healthcare, bar none, is the best. Whenever anybody needs, you know, a special surgery for cancer or this new state-of-the-art thing, they're always coming to the States. Everybody's trying to come to the States because the care is unmatched. But the accessibility is shit. And what else did he say? Another element to it where it was just the cost and everything is mm-hmm. insane. But the quality is bar none the best. And it seems like it's only getting worse. And to be honest, I really don't know too much about healthcare and how it works and why it's so shit and what we can do to mitigate it so that it's better. But then it's like, then do you want it like Canada, where the quality is not nearly as good, but everybody is covered? But it takes you. But in some provinces, I learned in Canada, it's actually illegal to go into your pocket and pay for private healthcare. Like, they won't allow it.
Hmm.
So if you need an MRI, for example, because, like, you busted your knee in jiu-jitsu or something like that, like I did, if I needed an MRI, I'd have to wait like 6 months, which
right.
is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, you're like, fuck, I need an MRI. You go, maybe it's not covered by your healthcare provider, but you pay, I don't know, $1,000 or $2,000, and you can get it done if you need it to get done.
Sure.
So that's not an option in Canada, but everybody's covered. You have universal healthcare. So it's like, how do you manage it where, you know, most people have adequate health care, I think, would be the goal. And I don't have the answer to that question or anything like that. But kind of like what they determined at the end of the conversation, which I completely agree with, is that if health care is not great in your country, or it's not really accessible like it is in the United States for a decent cost, the best thing that you can do is just try to stay as healthy as possible, right? Like, and I love that because it's like, okay, we're not worrying, we're not relying on daddy government to take care of us. And there's going to be times when even the healthiest bodies get sick, no doubt. But if we can get to a point where most of the time we're very healthy, and even when we get sick, we can kind of just self-medicate or, you know, call Dr. Dan and see what he can help us with. But other than that, we're not like needing to go to the doctor every couple months because we're sick, because we're fat, because we eat like shit, because we don't get enough sleep, whatever the case may be. So I really like that self-accountability. Like, okay, I can do something about this. Not that I'll never get sick, but I can kind of protect myself in a lot of ways from a lot of the afflictions that people get because they have shitty lifestyles.
Right.
So get in the gym, get some sun, eat well, don't be an asshole. Hello, who's this?
BRN Meat Gazer, Dark Match Steve.
Oh, what's up, Dark Match Steve?
How's it going? I heard my name called out for dick talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're the expert.
Much like Beetlejuice, I say your name a few times and you show yourself.
Yeah. I feel like in the gay community, it's like 10 times worse for that.
About dong size
Expectations for dick size and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah, it's worse.
Because here's the thing, like, you know, as the vagina is like pretty malleable, assholes not so much. You think you have less room to work with. So you'd think that people would kind of prefer more of an average to small. No?
Oh, you should see the stuff I've seen. I mean,
okay, wow.
Yeah,
you're really opening my eyes here.
I can only imagine.
They have a sex toy that's a baby. It's shaped like a baby, so a man can birth a baby. You ever seen one of those?
No.
I'll show you the one at my house.
Yeah. It's like it's literally the size of a newborn.
It's the size of a newborn, or it's shaped like a newborn? Because
both,
I think there's
both.
Motherfucker, I got twins.
Wait, so Steve, maybe I'm being a prude, or I'm just being dumb, or a little bit of both. Do guys stick it in their butt and then try to like
birth
it?
Yeah,
out their butt.
They'd be sticking all kinds of shit up there. I'm not even I'm not even into anything that crazy. But
yeah.
You know, I've seen some shit.
Sure.
And there's like I don't remember the artist. But yeah, there's like a bunch of different gay artists that have even done songs about it. Well, I don't know if I love that one song, "Short Dick Man." That one's pretty funny. But
okay, "Short Dick Man." And so you're telling me that gay guys with small penises get no love? That's a problem?
Not necessarily. But yeah, it sort of is like a
big deal because makes sense.
Yeah,
because it's still men, and the target is men. You know, men attracted men, but they're still men, and they're concerned about penis size, much like straight men are. So it seems like it's hyperinflated.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And, but yeah, I don't care about that really.
Yeah.
I was with a guy that had a micro penis. And this was like,
a clinical micro penis, or are you just being mean?
No. This is like,
okay.
This is clinical. I didn't even know what that term was.
Right.
I hadn't even heard about that.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, you know, it was early high school. I was like, okay, maybe he's just kind of early in puberty or whatever. And I never, you know.
You're like, I hope you're 12 because this is not good.
Yeah, that was last week. So. Like what? Well, like when you say micro penis, like how small?
This is like the size of like little, probably like the width, the size of a finger, like maybe Bubba's pinky or something like that. A little bit fatter than mine. I mean, it was like
so, like a thumb.
Hard. Kinda. Not.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now, did you like? Did you care that much?
Well, no, not really.
Sounds like you did. Sounds like you're not seeing this guy anymore.
Oh, well, no, but that's not why.
Oh.
No, you know what? And it's funny. it's funny, though, because it was a bad breakup. And, you know, I just.
So you, like, dated him and you weren't just like.
I got my heart broken by a small.
Oh,
I got my heart over my micro penis.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, like Anna was saying earlier, is there such thing as too big?
Oh, yeah. I don't even, that's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not interested in too big. And like, I was being honest, the last time I called, I haven't even done that much to my poor little butthole.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's not pristine. Blown out or anything.
Yeah.
Well, and congratulations.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't do big stuff up my butt. That's
okay.
Not my,
yeah. That's yeah. Like, me too. Like, hey, we're right. In the same camp.
Dark Match Steve's a birther.
Yikes. Well, Steve, thank you for calling in and sharing your experience with a micropenis man who broke your heart.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Keep all right. Well. God bless.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yep,
yeah.
Thank you.
God yeah. Bless. Those are my favorite stories, by the way, when like someone like so lame, not that, I mean, maybe he was a great guy in other aspects, but when like you're supposed to have the upper hand and then you don't, and then they do a switch around on you,
mm-hmm.
and then you get fucked over and you're like, what the fuck? You got us, like, you are ugly. You are fat. Like, why? I'm, you know, and I'm not saying this, but in your mind, and we've all done this, where you're like, how the fuck is this happening? I'm better than you, and you're rejecting me.
Right.
And to me, at least, sometimes those are the funniest moments because you're just like, life is whack. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But those are often the best stories to tell to your friends.
To Gus
and to cry, but I think that I like people that can make fun of themselves, because not a lot of people can like be, you know, sit call in like Dark Match Steve just didn't be like, yo, this guy had a small ass dick and he broke my heart, and you're like, damn, that sucks. It makes me like Steve that much more that he can literally poke fun at himself with the, you know, the tiny dick deal. Last call and then we got to get out of here. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, sorry I had to take you off Bluetooth. This is Sean from Grand Rapids.
Hey, Sean from Grand Rapids.
I'm curious if you guys have heard about the Restrict Act, or if you've talked about that at all.
The what? Restrict Act?
Yeah. It's a
bill
that's in the Senate right now.
I don't know.
It's written broadly enough where it could go after people using VPNs.
Okay.
I don't know if you really care about that, but I was just curious if Blitzer, you had any insight on that?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thanks for your time. You have a great day.
Perfect. Fantastic. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you, Dark Match Steve, for being vulnerable with us. Thank you, Blitz,
for
putting on the show. Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
Come see me and Anna at the air show all weekend. Sun and fun, baby.
Yes, sir. See you later. Goodbye.